Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here with us on the program by phone. Rich Mortensen is with us down Griswold Way. The Griswold Optimist Club is holding its annual Christmas anniversary dinner and auction on December 4th at the Griswold Community Building. And we're going to talk about that and some other fun holiday stuff. Rich, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well this morning.
Very good. Hey, tell us about the Griswold Optimist Club. Are you pretty involved? Are you pretty busy?
Yeah, these last couple of years have been kind of tough, as they have been on a lot of things. We've been around as a club now for 38 years, our 38th anniversary coming here in December. Still have some charter members that are active. The COVID, of course, kind of slowed meetings down. And it's just a little bit hard to find younger people right now that are interested in the social aspect of meetings and things. So we're kind of changing the way the club is operating just a little bit. We're not doing a weekly meeting like we have before. We're just doing some planning meetings now. But we're still doing all the funding of youth projects that we've done for years and years here in the community. And, of course, as you mentioned, we've got our auction coming up, and that's always our main fundraiser to provide for those programs throughout the year.
Yeah, sure. Well, who can belong to the Griswold Optimist Club?
We'll take anybody that's interested in serving community with a special focus on youth, and we're always looking for new members. Optimist also has a program now which they call Friend of Optimist, which if you're not interested in being an attending member, that you can still support financially. And we're always looking for people that want to get involved in helping kids and community.
Yeah, I know it's difficult. It's not like it used to be. Folks aren't necessarily always willing to step up and give a lot of their time. So if you get more members, it's kind of nice. Then you don't have to have a few people do everything.
Yeah, and as you say, it just it doesn't seem like people have the time or are as interested in coming to a weekly meeting anymore. But we've sure got a lot of people in this community that are great about it. If there's a need, we'll step up and do the work to get it done.
You bet. Well, let's talk about the Christmas dinner and the anniversary celebration that you've got coming up here on December 4th. What's all involved?
Well, we've been doing this for a lot of years now. We did have our charter in December that we started, and with that being, of course, the Christmas season, we just kind of combined an anniversary of chartering the club and the Christmas season into one. We have a dinner, and it will be catered this year by Dusty's from right here in town, and they always provide a great meal. We had it at our regular meeting site, which had been the basement of the Methodist Church for several years, and for a while we just pretty much limited it to members of our club, but it didn't really limit it, but didn't go outside as far as trying to get other people to come. And in the last few years, we've decided, you know, there's no reason not to make this just a community event. So we've been trying to attract not only the Optimist members, but people from the community to come. And we kind of outgrew that church basement. So now we've been having it the last couple of years at the Griswold Community Center. They're good enough to donate that facility for us to have the auction. It's just a really nice facility to use. Following the supper at 6 o'clock then, we will have all kinds of items to auction from local businesses. We've gone outside just the Griswold community to Atlantic and Red Oak and have a lot of people supply us a lot of gift certificates to use, a lot of actual items to raffle, and there'll be just a little bit of something for everybody.
Good. Like what? Can you give us some examples?
Oh, it ranges from home-cooked baked goods to 15 tons of gravel and the trucking on it. I haven't heard the confirmation yet, but we usually get one or two seed items that, of course, are always kind of big-ticket items. We'll have a lot of different dining options available, services here in town, just a wide variety. I do have a night stay at the motel up there in Atlantic for just kind of a getaway. So a wide variety of things.
Okay, and we're not necessarily talking about something that folks are going to have to bid thousands of dollars on. They can support with what's in the wallet.
Right, and having it early in December, it's always a good opportunity to not only get things you might need at home, but maybe fill some Christmas lists as well. And, yeah, there'll be everything from $5 items to hundreds of dollars in items. So wide variety for everybody.
Very good. Well, you mentioned up front that it all goes toward the mission, which a lot of it's with the Optimus is based on children and young people, but you do scholarships and things. It's pretty important to support these types of projects.
Yeah, we support kids in a lot of different ways. As you mentioned, we do have the scholarships. We always give support to our community libraries for their summer reading programs, our school libraries during the year. There's a leadership program that is developed in the middle school here, and we help bring a speaker in for them. We donate to the Special Olympics and the local food pantry here, which works on the Friday foods for kids to go home. We always have a bunch of T-shirts available for our new incoming sixth graders to kind of get involved and support things. We support some of the different organizations when they have kids traveling, such as just coming up now, Griswold, as well as a lot of other people in Southwest Iowa have kids going to a bowl game for the Southwest Iowa Honor Marching Band, and we help with those kinds of expenses. So just a lot of different ways that contributing here will help the kids.
Yeah, spread that around a little bit and give a bunch of folks a chance to benefit a little bit from that support. That's terrific. I guess we glossed over the important stuff. What's on the menu? What's for the dinner?
Oh, I believe that I'm not in charge of that end of it, so you caught me a little bit off guard there. But if I remember right, I think there will be a chicken breast possibly and ham balls. They always have a great cheesy potato casserole and some vegetables and drinks. I believe that's pretty well it. Another thing that we've always done then just for tradition is our members will bring some just kind of finger food and snacky dessert type things to have throughout the auction following the meal.
All right. Just know it'll be good food.
You bet.
Oh, very good. Well, good. Well, it's coming up again on December 4th with that dinner and auction opportunity there. If folks want to know more or they maybe need to, I assume you probably want RSVP since you're preparing a meal, but if they'd like to know more or maybe even maybe donate some items and things or RSVP, how do they do that?
You can call me at 712-789-0127. I will be glad to make arrangements, whatever needs to be made there. The Griswold Optimist does also have a Facebook page, and you can get on there and look for events, and you could let us know that you are coming that way as well. But we would just be glad to hear from anyone and glad to see them on the 4th. And we will say we don't want to do this too much so our numbers are clear out of line, but we do appreciate RSVPs, and we want to get that number down as well as we can. But, you know, if somebody decides at the last minute that they can come, we'll probably have enough food, and we wouldn't want to turn anybody away.
All right. Is there a deadline for RSVPs then?
Well, we're kind of trying to shoot for that Monday the 29th of November, the Monday ahead of the Saturday meal. We'd like to hear from people by then if we can.
Okay, so you still have plenty of time to check in on that. Well, very good. Well,
you
that's the food and the auction. Now, I understand there'll be some music at some point, too, for the Christmas season.
Yeah, that is a little different line, and that is from our Central Church of Christ here in Griswold. And we've been fortunate over the last few years to benefit from a new Family Life Center, and we've had a couple of concerts there before. And in one of the concerts, one of the artists that performed was Jason Gray, and he is a contemporary Christian artist who is coming back to Griswold to do a Christmas concert. And that will be the evening of Sunday, the 12th of December. And we'd just love to have people come and join us and hear some great Christmas music and join in the spirit of the season there as well.
Free event?
No, it is a charged event.
Okay.
Tickets are available from iTickets, or you can go to the Griswold Church's website, which is, let me pull that up and give it correctly here. And I don't have it with me right now, but it's griswoldchurch.org, I believe. And they are $15, but there again, if that is a hindrance to anybody, contact myself with that same number I gave you earlier, or we could contact the Griswold Church office, and we will make sure that people are available to go if the cost is going to keep anybody away.
Sure. Well, it's Christmas season, right?
You bet.
Very good. And it's not a big price for a fun concert and a fun evening like that, too. So very good.
Yeah, and I kind of stuttered on that. I didn't have my page up, but yes, it is just griswoldchurch.org. And you can find the information there or find some contact if anybody needs to do anything with tickets.
All right. Very good. Well, opportunity to enjoy the concert, an opportunity to enjoy the meal and auction, and just get together as a community. It's fun during the holidays to visit together as family, and sometimes family is more than just our relatives and immediate friends. Sometimes it's the community we live in. So it's good to get together.
Very well expressed. Couldn't said it better.
Very good. Rich Mortensen, hey, thank you so much for the time. Rich, appreciate it, and good luck. Hope you guys have a great time at these events and a very blessed Christmas season.
Thank you very much for helping us get word out, and we certainly will, and blessings of the season to you as well.